All bad movies are bad, but what makes some so bad that they're good? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Scott Malia, associate professor and chair in the Department of Theater and Dance at the College of the Holy Cross, watches and reports back.
Bad movies are serious business. And while they can be wonderful, explaining their appeal can be a bit challenging. Bad film, sometimes called so bad it's good, is a subset of cheerfully terrible films that enjoy a strong cult and even academic following. For superfans, it is important to distinguish them from films that are just dull or mediocre. So, what's the difference? To help explain, look at the Golden Raspberry Awards, or the Razzies, which is one of the longest-running awards organizations specifically focused on mediocre movies. The Razzies, which have been celebrating cinematic bombs for 40 years, overwhelmingly align with critics when selecting the worst picture of the year, which seems to indicate that many of these films are legitimately awful, as opposed to so bad it's good, which could explain why cult favorites like The Room and Troll 2 were overlooked by the Razzies. Another factor in bad films is genre. The most represented genre among Razzie Worst Picture winners is comedy, accounting for almost half of the winners. Why comedy? Well, bad film scholars and fans often point out that part of the appeal of so bad it's good film is that in trying to do something serious, it becomes unintentionally funny. The problem is, the reverse doesn't appear to be true. If a film is trying to be funny, it doesn't accidentally become a drama simply because it is poorly made. So, if audiences of So Bad It's Good are looking for laughs, quote-unquote serious films like Mommy Dearest or Plan 9 from Outer Space are the way to go. Meanwhile, Razzie-winning comedies like The Love Guru and Jack and Jill seem to fall under the category of so bad they're still bad.
That was Scott Malia of the College of the Holy Cross. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.